Today, my topic is Thy Word is Truth. So we're going to be focusing on the Thy here. It's Christ talking to God before he's crucified. He's praying for the church. It comes from John 17, and we'll read John 17, 17 through 19 here. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Mm-hmm. Thy word is truth. Amen. As we will be looking at tonight, only God's word is the truth. Which brings us to 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17, in which the writer is addressing Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We see that all scripture is from God. This question has an obvious answer, but how do we know that everything God says is true? We go to Titus 1:2, says, in hope of eternal God, eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. God cannot lie. It goes against his righteous nature. Amen. Thus, God's word is true. And we can be sure of that. Proverbs 30:5 through 6 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. God's word is absolute truth. If you add to it, it makes you a liar. So we should be very careful when we are discerning his word, not to add to it. Jeremiah 23:29 through 31 says, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. God gave us his word as a gift. Who are we to add to it the way we think it should be? This isn't necessarily talking about, say, just crossing out something in the Bible you don't believe or you don't want to believe. We have to be careful that we don't say he saith when we're just using something that we think. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord is against the prophets that saith he saith, and then they use their tongues. Amen. You see, earlier in the passage in Jeremiah 23, in verse 29, it says, is not my word like a fire? A fire is living. It purifies things. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing unto the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word is living and active. 1 Peter 1:23 through 25 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of God endureth forever. This is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. But the word of God endureth forever, it says. God's word is also everlasting. It never gets less true than it is. 3 John 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in truth. In closing, we should look at this truth that God gave. No. we should walk in this truth that God gave us. These words are extremely important to every believer. Matthew 4:4 says, "And he answered and said," this is Christ talking, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Amen. Finally, so why did God give us his word? To keep our spiritual body alive. We need to continue living in our truth. It compares God's word with manna. And manna is what kept the Israelites alive during their time sojourning in the wilderness, just as we are sojourning now. So we need the truth to stay alive, to sustain us. And thank you for all your attention. Do you have any comments or corrections?
It was Jeremiah 23:29.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Purified 7 times. Mm-hmm. And it also says that God will preserve it. He preserves his word. So we can have confidence that we have God's word today.
Mm-hmm.
He preserved it. Otherwise, we have, you know, God has left us without any basis for it. Hope and faith.
Mm-hmm.
But he has promised it, and Jesus even said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we know he's preserved it because it's still living. It's living, and we can see that.
Amen.
You never run out of things to learn from the Bible.
You alluded to the word of God being a gift that he has given us. So who are we to add to the gift that God has given? And then again, with the likeness to the manna in the wilderness, we know the manna was perfectly suited to the children of Israel's need. And so if the word, his word, is what we have need of for life,
amen,
it is also perfectly suited and complete for our need.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To those who do this.
Mm-hmm.
It says in Revelation, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book."
Yeah. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of the prophecy, God will take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So it's a serious matter. Go ahead.
It tells us in John that Jesus is the word.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, if we listen to the word of God, if we listen to Jesus, we're listening to the word of God.
Amen.
I did appreciate also, Sister Barbara brought it up, I really appreciate that as manna kept these people alive, Jesus today, the word, keeps us alive.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's a good illustration.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I thought about on that point too, living by the word of God. An example of that is Lazarus, come forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's living by the word of God.
Amen.
In contrast to living by as just an instruction manual or a road map, there are instructions and there is direction.
Mm-hmm.
But instructions and direction do nothing for a dead man. The word gives life. Then mm-hmm. the instructions become constructive when life is given.
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm.
Jesus described the word as a seed that goes out into different types of soil,
mm-hmm.
and is powerful and effective. What grows up out of the ground all comes from the seed. So our spiritual life all comes from the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
John 17:17 text that you
shared it out with. It's very good. Good remark. This shows and you show how that this salvation is wrought in men, not just wrought upon them, you know, but that it's wrought through their understanding. See, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So we're actually sanctified through the truth. We're saved. Dwelling in 2 Thessalonians, remember he said they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. So it's essential that men know and believe the truth in order to be saved. And that's what you were dealing with there.
Mm-hmm. Amen. When it comes to the error of the truth being coming to men, see, this is the work of God through His exalted Christ. Mm-hmm. Remember when the Pharisees were contending with Jesus and they were talking about the manna which Moses gave them. And Jesus said, Moses didn't give you that manna. My Father, which was in heaven, He gave you that manna. Mm-hmm. See, to that, and see, God is involved in this. He's the one who is giving us this bread of life. Mm-hmm. This is it's a divine working through the means that He has appointed, that is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that bread of life, and He is the one that is giving this bread of life to His people through the Word.
Amen.
The scriptures also say that thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. We're totally blind in terms of going forward in life without it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen. Okay, in that connection, John, remember Jesus said, He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So in the new covenant, light has taken on a new dimension. It actually illuminates living. It not only illuminates the next step we're going to take, but it actually illuminates living unto God. So they shall have the light of life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
John 8:12.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the whole armor of God, the sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
The Word of God has been given to us, and it is a great gift. It makes us alive, and it gives us a lot of things. But also, something comes with the Word of God that empowers us to actually be able to use that profitably for our benefit and the benefit of all the brethren, and also for the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Says, for I'm to us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So they all ate the manna all those 40 years, but their carcasses fell in the wilderness. Think about the converse of that. The word preached, when it is mixed with faith, does
profit.
That's right. Amen. And like the disciples, we can do something with the strength of that word of God.
That's good language, you know, the faith being, the Word of God being mixed with faith. I mean, that's a scriptural concept.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the Word of God, it has to be mixed with faith,
mm-hmm,
in order to profit men.
Thank you for all your comments.